Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard. Night train, night train, night train, night train.
I am Iron Man.
We'll be right back.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's 9 o'clock. It's got just gone 9 o'clock here in Sheffield.
All the nines today.
Yes. You're into the Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
There's another nine.
Yep. It's the night train. Not a nine in there. But it's our ninth birthday.
Yeah, big news. Crowd go wild.
Mild. One of the two. Yes. Can you believe it? 9 years of the night train. I mean, I can.
It feels longer.
It does, doesn't it? As always, though, shout out to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens.
Yeah, she's got to have been going before us.
Yes, we're almost late to the party, I'd say, but we're making up for lost time. What do we say? This is show number 370.
So, yeah, I did a little maths earlier.
Okay.
It's exciting, isn't it? Birthday maths. thrilling. Yeah, so this is show number 370. And I thought, I wonder how many shows we've done if we'd done every week
hadn't
since we started.
All.
Yeah. What? We would have made it to 468. Quick bit of maths means we've missed 98 shows in so far over 9 years. So split over, that's 11 per year. Works out at roughly 20%. One in five. We're missing.
Right,
so you know, think we try very hard, but
we do try very hard.
There's room for improvement.
Yes, definitely.
In our attendances, yeah. Anyway. Maybe not our actual quality of delivery.
I think we've probably hit the peak of what we can do, if I'm honest. Yes, we started off the show with Black Sabbath, Iron Man, from the second studio album Paranoid, released as a single in 1971. I listened to our first show the other day.
Yeah, how did you feel?
The music's good. The chat is lacking, but you've got to take into account we used to start at 11 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
While holding down full-time jobs.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
So, I think we've got better on the mic.
I was also deep into early parenting duties at that age.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
So I was probably surviving on 4 hours sleep a night, or equivalent.
Yeah, but so I uploaded that show for the Listen Again crew on the podcast app of your choice. But yeah, as it's a birthday, we thought we'd celebrate by playing some songs that people know.
And songs we like.
Yes, so two for one, really. Because everyone always says, oh, you play weird stuff, but not tonight.
That was, some hits.
Yes, actual chartable hits. So we'll stop talking now and play some of them.
Democrat. put your arms around me. I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. They don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
before she comes around. Just about 5 feet four, from her head to the ground. You know she comes around here just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G-L-Y.
Gloria.
G-L-Y.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every day.
Gloria.
Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch you come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room. Let's make her feel alright.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, folks.
Back. Yeah,
that was a set of hits,
wasn't it? All short hits as well.
Yeah, we can do it.
Mainly 45s. Not that we own any of them, I don't think. But they are available on 45 should you choose to buy them. Okay, we started off with Animals, I'm Crying, released September 1964. That's their second hit, released after House of the Rising Sun, which I've got to say is probably my least favourite Animals song. I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's just, I guess that's the most overplayed one.
Maybe that was it. It's always meant being not that fussed about it. It just goes on a bit.
Do you like any other cover versions?
I think there's a few I do like.
Okay.
Could probably do a whole show with just that.
House and the Rising Sun versions.
Yes. Oof. Another bad one is the one on Bob Dylan's first album. That's not.
Oh.
It's all right. I mean, who am I to say that Bob Dylan. Currently on tour, actually. My neighbour's going to see him.
What?
Yesterday or today, at some point, yeah.
It'd be interesting to get some feedback on that show.
Yeah, my folks went to see him last year. They said they enjoyed it, but I don't know if they know what they listen to.
He might have done some classics.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I think it's, yeah.
Reworked.
You've got to kind of check Setlist FM at the end. They did have to lock their phones in boxes.
Or what?
Like in back, yeah, it was like no phones.
What, in case you record footage?
I think so, yeah. You had to like hand your phones
or,
in.
Or like make a bootleg.
Mm. He wants all that sweet bootleg money for himself. That's what he wants.
Amazing. And after that, we went to Little Willie John with Fever. That one from 1956, co-written by Otis Blackwell. Apparently, Little Willie John didn't like the song. Had to be persuaded to record it by the guy who owned King Records.
Really?
Subsequently went on to sell 1 million copies in the US alone. So it was a good decision.
Yeah, really good decision.
Yeah, another problematic bluesman played on us this show. He was dropped by King in, I think, the early 60s anyway. Subsequently went to prison on a manslaughter, stabby charge, and died. In jail.
Yeah. That's a shame for him.
Yeah, but a great singer.
Yeah, I can't believe he didn't like that version, the song. I think if you're going to say you're not going to record it and then it turns out to be a million seller, at that point you're like, he's going to have to take advice off someone else. Then we had the Rolling Stones with Get Off My Cloud, from another one from September. This is one was 65. I think it was. Oh, no, I've deleted it. It's gone. I was going to have some top facts, but that's gone.
Oh, I thought this was a strictly... I just thought this would have been a strictly 60s set, but there was a little Willie John in there.
Oh, I was close. See, I don't notice these things when I'm compiling the show. If I paid a little bit more attention...
Could have done it.
Yeah. Then what did we have after that?
Oh, that was them, with Gloria, from 64. apparently the B-side to Baby Please Don't Go. Well, obviously them covering, I can't remember the original.
I guess it was just an old...
It's a blues standard, isn't it?
The earliest one
I've got, I think, is Floyd Dixon, but I feel like that's only a 40s one. It may go older. Gloria was written by Van Morrison in 63 when he was 18. What were you doing when you were 18?
No, I was not writing songs that then became
classics.
Punk classics.
Apparently, when he first started performing it live, though, he'd just make up lyrics and stretch it out to 15 or 20 minutes time, which would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
I could go for that. I wonder how good I'd need to be, like, on...
to proficient to jam it out.
Yeah. Like, obviously, like, bass, not the easiest instrument, but you probably could get away with doing the least. So if I could be a bass player,
play bass on that.
Yeah.
Also, contentious rumor: this was one of the first rock recording songs with two drummers.
Two drummers?
Yeah, because they got someone. They had their own band, but then they decided they weren't good enough or something, so they got a session drummer in to do it. But apparently, both might have been mic'd up on the recording. Sounds bizarre, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'd be like what.
There's also some claims that Jimmy Page played a second guitar on it.
Jimmy Page, he's everywhere. Yeah. It was like, oh yeah, he was doing sessions. He's like, played on everything. I've just noticed your shirt. It's WFMU
classic.
Yeah, but that explains why I couldn't find it. I was like, I'm sure I had a rat shirt. Sorry, yeah, I probably gave it to you after that.
I don't think I stole it off.
No, you did not at all. After that, we had Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit from 67. I'm going to send that one out to Ruth in Wadsley. Tuned in, enjoying it. Yeah, no, it's literally the other day I was like, I'm sure I had another WFMU shirt. It's all right, I'm just going to buy another one.
This is many years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It's just one of them, like, I've lost that shirt.
Sorry.
Let's get back
on track.
Yes.
So where were we, sorry?
Final one for the set.
Oh, Nirvana, Rainbow Chaser, 1968. They were a British band, weren't they?
Yes.
I don't know much about them.
It's produced by... released
Chris Blackwell?
Yes. Produced by Muff Winwood, Steve Winwood's older brother. Apparently the first song, the first pop song to have phasing.
Wow.
Is what they say from 67. Okay, back to the music now. Enough of our nonsense and wardrobe chat.
Come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dustin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, who he was.
Yes, he was.
Cause I'm missing her. My mind tells me I have to fight, but I can't help missing her. You better leave me alone. You better leave me alone until I can think about her without feeling sorry for myself. You better leave me be. I don't need her anymore. I don't wanna meet her again until I'm sure I'm over her. Got myself feeling tired and wanting. It's not like I thought it would be. Love just cannot end at parting. My world's dropped from under me. You better leave me alone. Better leave me alone until I can think about her without feeling sorry for myself. You'd better leave me be till I don't need her anymore. I don't wanna meet her again until I'm sure I'm over her.
Can't hold on, can't hold on.
5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying. Thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be.
Over you, over Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM.
Listeners, that's another set done and dusted.
So many hits.
So many hits. It's like we're a proper radio show.
Yeah, like an oldies.
Yeah, we are like an... this is our audition for Greatest Hits Radio.
What's his name? Just retired off BBC Two, didn't he?
Oh, Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
This is us putting our pitch in for sounds of the 70s.
Just sending this show.
We've got range. Not that much range.
So, yeah, that set started out with James Brown, Papa's Got a New Brown and a New Bag from 65. Possibly the first ever funk single.
Oh.
We'll throw it out there. You want to come back at us?
Definitely.
Let's start a debate. That we won't follow up on.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll totally forget about. Personal story about this one. The first record I ever got doubles of. Two different, like, ropey... bootleg best of James Brown LPs. I got definitely when I was at university. Apologise to whoever was in the hall's bedroom next to me when I got those two. Relentless bad doubles.
Oof.
Just smashing that intro just on loop. Badly on loop.
You've got to start somewhere and look how you progressed.
Yeah, still terrible at it.
After that was Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man from 68 album Dusty in Memphis. Can send one out to Gavin, who's tuned in on Freeview Channel 11 if you're lucky enough to live in Sheffield. I'm always paranoid that camera in the studio is going to turn around and then we're going to be on telly. Hasn't happened yet, but the first time for everything.
Message you in. Yeah. You're on TV.
Yeah, what? No! Strictly audio form, that's what we want.
What are we on next? Oh yes, The Zombies, Leave Me Be. So we said we played all hits. This song received mixed reviews upon release, with some critics deeming it inferior to She's Not There, which was their debut, their big hit.
That's a bit harsh.
Unlike its predecessor, which was a top 20 hit, Leave Me Be became a commercial failure due to flopping worldwide, only gracing the lower regions of the Australian charts.
Oh, well, there we go. So it's not all hits. There are some deep pools. After that went to 73, Creative Source, You Can't Hide Love. Catch that on the Strange Games and Funky Things compilation by DJ Spinner.
Rinse that.
Turn that alive on you. I can send that one out to Chris M, who's also locked in and was enjoying that one.
After that, you heard Nancy Sinatra with Bang Bang. My Baby Shot Me Down. Now, confession time.
Well, yes, same for me.
I did not know that was originally written by the original Bono, Sonny Bono, for Cher in 1966. I always thought that Nancy Sinatra was the original.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Curious to know how that one sounds.
Apparently Nancy has more tremolo is what I've just read online, which is never a bad thing. But apparently this was somewhat of an obscurity until Tarantino put it on the intro of Kill Bill.
That's mad.
Yeah.
It's like, just expected to always be around.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't hear that Cher one on the radio ever. Not even on an oldie show like ours.
No, that's very true. Oh, good Tarantino connection. Son of a Preacher Man was also brought, not back from the dead, from Pulp Fiction. Apparently it charted, I think it was in Iceland, made it to the top 10. After that we had Roy Orbison crying.
Song of the Night.
Song of the...
Can't be topped.
Also... US presidential candidate Mitt Romney mentioned this song in his top 10 songs of all time. Going to send that one out to Steve.
Can't argue with that.
Going to send that one out to Steve from The Breakdown. They celebrated, 18 years. Catch them on Saturdays on Sheffield Live, 3 till 5, playing new music. I think in that time they've only repeated about 3 or 4 songs. Maybe less than double figures.
That's bonkers.
He's on his way back from JT Sawfest in Nottingham, so safe travels.
Then we finished out with Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. Their fourth number one hit. Did I say enthusiasm?
Yes.
Apparently it was a song about the music biz, not about a relationship, says Wiki.
There
we go. Interesting.
Yeah, so one more song to go tonight, and it's another hit, I suppose. We'll be back after a bit.